Pfizer, quote-unquote, vaccine kill 200 to save one? Analysis of official data shows the risks attached to COVID, quote-unquote, vaccine far outweighs any theoretical reward. By Kit Knightley. In the early days of the quote-unquote vaccine rollout, we ran several articles discussing the risk-reward of the new mRNA jabs. Dr. Sadaf Gilani, in particular, did good detailed write-ups on absolute risk reduction. To explain quote-unquote absolute risk reduction, ARR, in simple terms, if an unvaccinated person has a 10% chance of getting the disease and a vaccinated person has a 1% chance, then the ARR for the vaccine is 9%. Of course, that's just an example. The actual ARR for the COVID quote-unquote vaccines is nowhere near 9%. Text insert. This is the absolute risk reduction for Pfizer/BioNTech, brackets, this group had over 18,000 people, close brackets. Injection group, 8 over 18,198, equals 0.04%. Placebo group, 162 over 18,325, equals 0.88%. Absolute risk reduction, equals 0.84%. From the absolute risk reduction, you can then calculate the, quote, number needed to vaccinate, unquote, NNTV. This is the rough number of people you need to inject in order to definitely prevent one case slash death. To continue the example above, if your vaccine reduces the odds of infection by 10% to 1%, an ARR of 9%, you need to vaccinate 11 people to prevent one infection, giving you an NNTV of 11. Again, the NNTV of the COVID vaccines are much, much, much higher than 11. Estimates range from between 88 and 700 to prevent a single case, and anything up to 100,000 to prevent one solitary death. And remember, all this data was for adults. Children are at a far lower risk from COVID, both in terms of hospitalization and death. In the US, children aged 5 to 11 have a 99.992% chance of surviving quote-unquote COVID. So it naturally follows the NNTV for this group will be far, far higher than for adults. But now that the FDA has approved Pfizer's quote-unquote vaccine for emergency use on children aged 5 to 11, far, far higher is not good enough. We need to calculate an actual figure for the number needed to vaccinate in order to hypothetically protect one child from dying, quote-unquote, with COVID. Fortunately for us, someone else has already done it. Writing on his Substack, economist Toby Rogers, PhD, has collated the numbers from Pfizer's own trials, the FDA and the CDC, and done a very thorough write-up. You can read the whole thing here. The link is available in the article. We'll just present you with some of the highlights. Quote, as of October the 30th, 2021, the CDC stated that 170 children ages 5 to 11 have died of COVID-19-related illnesses since the start of the pandemic. Brackets. That represents less than 0.1% of all coronavirus-related deaths nationwide, even though children that age make up 8.7% of the US population. Close brackets. The Pfizer mRNA shot only, quote-unquote, works for about 6 months. Brackets, it increases the risk in the first month, provides moderate protection in months 2 through 4, and then effectiveness begins to wane, which is why all the FDA modelling only used a 6-month time frame, close brackets. So any modelling would have to be based on vaccine effectiveness in connection with the 57, brackets, 170 over 3, close brackets, children who might otherwise have died of a COVID-related illness during a 6-month period. At best, the Pfizer mRNA shot might be 80% effective against hospitalizations and death. That number comes directly from the FDA modeling. I am bending over backwards to give Pfizer the benefit of considerable doubt because, again, the Pfizer clinical trial showed no reduction in hospitalizations or death in this age group. So, injecting all 28,384,878 children ages 5 to 11 with those doses of Pfizer, brackets, which is what the Biden administration wants to do, close bracket, would save, at most, 45 lives. brackets, 0.8 effectiveness multiplied by 57 fatalities that otherwise would have occurred during that time period equals 45, close brackets. So then, the NNTV to prevent a single fatality in this age group is 630,775, brackets 28,384,878 over 45, close brackets. But it's a two-dose regimen, so if one wants to calculate the NNTV per injection, the number doubles to 1,261,550. It's literally the worst NNTV in the history of vaccination. End quote. 630,000 children injected with 1.2 million doses to save one life. That's incredibly inefficient. However, it could be even worse than that. As we covered last week, according to statistics cited at the VRBPAC meeting, only 94 children from the 5 to 11 age group have died. If this lower figure is correct, the NNTV to prevent a single death jumps up to 915,641. In other words, in order to hypothetically prevent a single child from dying over a six-month period, you would have to inject nearly 1 million children with almost 2 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. What kind of risk are those 915,641 children facing from their two doses of Pfizer mRNA soup? Well, early studies found around 11.1 cases of severe anaphylaxis per million doses of the Pfizer shot. So already, any fully vaccinated child is almost 22 times more likely to have an allergic reaction than to actually be protected from COVID. Other severe reactions are harder to calculate. It is known, for example, that Pfizer's own trial showed increased all-cause mortality in the vaccinated group versus the placebo group, to the point the trial was abandoned after 6 months and all remaining placebo members were given the vaccine, effectively destroying the control group. To quote Rogers again, quote, as Bobby Kennedy explains, Pfizer's clinical trial in adults showed alarming increases in all-cause mortality in the vaccinated. Quoting Bobby Kennedy, in Pfizer's six-month clinical trial in adults, there was one COVID death out of 22,000 in the vaccine group and two COVID deaths out of 22,000 in the placebo group. So, NNTV equals 22,000. The catch is there were 5 heart attack deaths in the vaccine group and only 1 in the placebo group. So, for every 1 life saved from COVID, the Pfizer vaccine kills 4 from heart attacks. All-cause mortality in the 6-month study was 20 in vaccine group and 14 in placebo group. So a 42% all-cause mortality increase among the vaccinated. The vaccine loses practically all efficacy after 6 months, so they had to curtail the study. They unblinded and offered the vaccine to the placebo group. At that point, the rising harm line had long ago intersected the sinking efficacy line. End quote from Bobby Kennedy. Rogers continues, former New York Times investigative reporter Alex Berenson also wrote about the bad outcomes for the vaccinated in the Pfizer clinical trial in adults. Here, the link is available in the article. Berenson received a lifetime ban from Twitter for posting Pfizer's own clinical trial data. End quote. It's not in Big Pharma's interest to have an accurate collation of severe vaccine reactions. Combine this with the acknowledged potential for totally unknown long-term side effects, and calculating the complete potential risk becomes very complicated. However, Rogers, using the VAERS data as his basis, makes a very reasonable effort. Quote, bullet point. Because the Pfizer clinical trial has no usable data, I have to immunobridge from the nearest age group. Bullet point. 31,761,099 people, so just about 10% more people than in the 5 to 11 age bracket, ages 12 to 24, have gotten at least one coronavirus shot. Bullet point. The COVID-19 vaccine program has only existed for 10 months, and younger people have only had access more recently. Children 12 to 15 have had access for 5 months since May the 10th, so we're looking at roughly the same observational time period as modelled above. Bullet point. During that time, there are 128 reports of fatal side effects following coronavirus mRNA injections in people 12 to 24. Brackets. That's through October the 22nd, 2021. There is a reporting lag, though, so the actual number of reports that have been filed is surely higher. Close brackets. End quote. At this point, going purely off official data and VAERS reporting, you can conclude that injecting every 5 to 11-year-old in the US would theoretically save approximately 31 lives, but kill roughly 116 children. That's clearly already a very bad outcome. However, if the predictions for underreporting of vaccine harms are accurate, it's potentially much worse than that. Quote, bullet point, Kirsch, Rose and Crawford, 2021, estimate that VAERS undercounts fatal reactions by a factor of 41, which would put the total fatal side effects in this age range at 5,248. Kirsch et al. Represents a conservative estimate because others have put the underreporting factor at 100. Bullet point, with potentially deadly side effects including myo and pericarditis disproportionately impacting youth, it is reasonable to think that over time, the rate of fatal side effects from mRNA shots in children ages 5 to 11 might be similar to those in ages 12 to 24. Imagine that at most half of American parents will be foolish enough to inject this toxic product into their kids. At a 50% uptake rate, the ACIP decision to approve the Pfizer shot will likely kill 2,624 children via adverse reactions in order to potentially save 12 from COVID-19-related illness. End quote. In conclusion, going purely off official data, vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds will create 22 allergic reactions per death prevented and could very well result in 4 deaths per life saved. And, if Roger's calculations are correct, the Pfizer shot could kill over 200 children before it has saved a single one. As always, the point of this analysis is to illustrate that even the establishment's own data doesn't support their conclusions. It is not necessarily an endorsement of that data or of the idea that quote-unquote COVID is indeed a quote-unquote pandemic that poses any kind of risk to anyone. Unlike The Guardian, Off Guardian are not funded by Bill and Melinda Gates or any other NGO or government. So a few coins in our jar to keep us going are always appreciated. Thank you.